Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Tone Jerks Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Gower. With me today, we got
Kyle McIntyre.
Kyle McIntyre.
What's up?
Not much for me, but Kyle, what's new in your world? What's shaking? What's grooving? What is good?
Well, I went to a show in Austin. That's cool. So, friend of the band, I guess. Friends of the band.
Yeah.
Crimson Riot. They're out of Vegas. We play with them
in San Diego. Yeah.
San Diego. We know, you know, the bassist of that band. We play with him.
And then
random places. But yeah, Goldfield, Nevada.
Yeah. And we played with so we know Roxy and Chris from the band. So
yeah.
Yeah. When they would come through San Diego, we'd either play a show with them or we'd go out and
see
them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
They played at some really creepy clown bar.
Okay.
So that was cool. Yeah, it's called like the Carousel Lounge.
Okay. That's sick and twisted.
It just was weird.
Like Joker.
Yeah. No, just
Joker, baby.
You wanna know how I got these scars?
Because I'm the Joker.
Because I'm the Joker, baby.
just fucks up that line. Like,
So, yeah, it was weird.
They're
coming out
with the Joker, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank God, because the first one did so well.
I think it did, actually.
Oh, no, I was thinking of Jared Leto Joker. Oh, I don't know why that was like, I thought that was Suicide whatever squad, or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Where he... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have not seen The Joker.
Dude, you should see it. It's pretty good.
With Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
That's probably why it wasn't the first thing to pop in my head.
But Jared Leto.
Jared Leto. God.
I think it's like Lady Gaga is Harley Quinn.
Cool. Sorry.
All right.
That's cool. Of all the people that are actually actors.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But anyway,
you stick to making shitty pop songs.
Yeah,
like are you not fulfilled enough in your life?
Yeah,
you know, where people will just eat up your shit no matter what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, not jealous. No, like I wanted to be Harley Quinn. I wanted that role.
I wanted to be Harley Quinn.
So it was a really strange bar.
He still dressed up as Harley Quinn for Halloween. Are you ready, girls?
Just play Moulin Rouge.
Yeah. You coyote ugly in your own countertops at home.
Yeah, my own kitchen island.
Yeah.
So it's really strange. The openers for that band, it was a 65 and older Dixie band.
Okay.
Like you know,
yeah.
Straw hat style, you know, trumpets,
okay,
clarinets, horns.
The fuck?
Yeah, like Saints Go Marching In type music.
Well, to clarify, I guess you can probably guess bands that we played with, but they're like a pop punk band, three piece,
yeah,
Crimson Riot.
Yeah, so it's a little weird, a little strange opener. I think they just needed someone to play for like 2 hours. Like, you know every song known to man. You're old enough.
Yep.
Play. You know, so they played like just random.
Yeah.
You know, saxophone. There's a banjo player. And then there's everything but percussion. It's like, could have been just a marching band, you know?
Yeah, that's weird.
But they ain't walking that far, I tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh. So they played. And then they had like a rockabilly band, which is more of the, you know, the same.
Yeah.
Not the same, but it's more aligned, I guess.
Yeah.
Faster paced, you know. Yeah, it was cool. I hung out with them, you know. They didn't really expect me to be in Austin area, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't, you know, Chris didn't recognize me at first. He's like, oh, it was nice to meet you. And then he like, looked at me. I'm like, yeah, you know me, dude. He's like, oh, fuck. Because, you know, 1,300 miles away from, you know, where we've met before.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, did not expect.
The last time we saw him was probably, what, like.
Yeah.
2019 at the latest.
Yeah. And it's not like I looked really that much different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably put on a couple LBs, you know, holding down the state of Texas over here.
Yeah.
Make sure it doesn't float away.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the, I was just kind of nerding it. They had some cool gear, you know,
mm-hmm.
They had some cool stuff. She was touring with like a Gibson. I'm like, man, I would never tour with something that headstock would just one night just wants to snap. Mm. So she played, you know, Roxy plays guitar.
Yeah.
She had, EP booster, not to go over all their gear. It was kind of cool. She had a pedal board. So she had like a, EP booster. She had a Dookie drive, actually.
I thought that was pretty cool.
And yeah. And then her wireless, or she had like tuner also on there too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. Cause I think, for a while, she was playing an Epiphone Les Paul. So I think,
yeah.
Recently she got like a red, Gibson Les Paul. I think her whole thing is cause she has red hair. Wanting a matching red guitar, which I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. So I think for a longest time she was playing an Epiphone. So when she got the
I think
Gibson,
a fan bought that for her, actually.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then
they used to do, I don't know if they still do, but they used to do like a like cover band that they how they would make money in Vegas.
Yeah, it'd be a residency or somewhere or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also, so Chris was playing like a ocean turquoise or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell if it was American or Mexican, you know, doesn't matter, I guess.
Yeah.
P bass.
Yeah.
Which is cool. They had their whole wireless set up in a rolling, case.
Yeah. The in-ears.
Which I didn't go into depth on, you know,
cause
I wasn't like boring. Cause one, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. I talked to the band after too. The guitarist had like a shitload of pedals.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like a, you know, I don't know. He's like, I don't even know why I have this many pedals, kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's like, but I like it. I'm like, yeah, it's fine, dude. Whatever you want to do. That's what's fun about it. Just kind of see what works, see what doesn't, and even if it doesn't, just it's your curse. You're just hauling it around to every show if you're not going to use those pedals. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you do it to yourself. Yeah. The bassist did like a stand-up. He had a stand-up bass.
Oh, okay.
And he was playing through a dark glass.
Oh, cool. Was it dark glass head or pedal?
Yeah, dark glass head.
Okay.
The 500 or something or whatever. Yeah. The E500 or I can't remember.
I don't remember their model names, but they have like some versions that are like 900 watts, 500, and then like 200.
I think it was a 500 watt one playing through a little speaker that was doing pretty good. But I just don't like stand-up bass because he has like the clicking noise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I don't. And then he was going wireless and it went out halfway through the show. I'm like, so you had to cable it. I'm like, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Cool setup, whatever. It just was interesting to see, you know, a dark glass, you know,
with
used on a stand-up.
Stand-up, yeah, that's
just like a boom, 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 boom. I'm like, you have a drummer. I don't know why you need that clicking noise. It's kind of annoying. But
because
it was like a,
yeah.
Do you know what, like a, when you turn the resonance all the way on, like on a synth,
yeah.
It makes it like on, maybe on like a snare or like a kick.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what it kind of sounded like too. I'm like, man, I did not like that noise.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a chirp.
For rockabilly, for sure, I guess that's definitely a look and a style.
Yeah.
But I've never had a desire to like play stand-up bass as a bass player. Like bass was my first instrument. It's what I'm currently playing now.
Yeah.
No. Never. I think, you know, shout out to him. Co has one. I don't know how much he uses it, but also like, okay, I get it. You're more of a bass player than I am. I get it. Okay, whatever.
Like, yeah, you're not, more of a bass player than me.
I'm not worthy.
He's just like, okay, all right.
And he, you know, plays bass in Night Tides and shit like that. But I'm like, man, I can't. I would, the space it would take up, the time that I would not be good at that. I'm like, if anything, I should just play my, you know, Fender P bass or, you know, the basses I have currently, which, I played my Birdo bass, which the strings are fucking rubber bands. I got to put new strings on there. But I'm like, man, that bass is all right. That's pretty good. I'm like, it sounds pretty fucking good. I got to brush that. I got to take that out for a spin, you know? Because I'm like, basically, like, I'll just go through stages of like, I'm just playing this fucking bass. It has new strings. I'm playing this. But my Birdo bass, I haven't put new strings on. But I was just recording a little bit and kind of playing it. You know, Matondo guitars. Yeah, that's a cool, really cool bass. So anyways, but yeah, I'm like, if anything, I would get if I was going to get like another bass, it would be Ernie Ball Stingray. Just, you know, because I don't have one. Would I need it? No. Would I use it? Probably. But I already have three.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I talked to the guy for a bit about it, and he's, you know, I think he thought I played stand up because I kind of knew what his rig and everything.
Yeah,
I didn't say anything. I just went like, huh, cool, yeah. He's like, yeah, so, you know, I treat these things like tools, so like I break them all the time. Like you could see like the neck, because I had brought it up. I was like, you know, they make these travel size, they actually fold up, right? Because it was broken, like the neck was broken, and there's metal plates holding on. And then that's when the conversation started. You know,
was it like joking, like actually had like a full body, or was it like the ones that were like
full body style? Okay. Yeah, the big one. I don't know what the classification is on those. Because he said, "Yeah, it's a 45K," or he said, "My buddy plays like a 46K." I'm like, "Cool."
What about a P
bass? I don't know if that's the frequencies.
Yeah.
Huh?
What about a P bass with fucking frets and shit? Huh? You ever think about that, pal?
Fucking frets and shit.
You just get really aggressive. Look
for
here,
no reason.
Pinhead.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about frets?
He says he picks them up when people, you know, get tired of them or you tired. It's one of those instruments. It's like no one has a tuba at home, you know, kind of situation.
Yeah.
So if you played tuba in marching band, you don't play that at all. You're like, when you're out of the band, you don't like, I'm going to buy one or I'm going to keep the one. It's kind of like something you just don't. Yeah. I think that's kind of the situation. It's like, you know, when you're done, you're done. You don't want to store that shit in your apartment.
Yeah.
You don't want to move it across the country. So he says he picks them up for like a grand, you know, plays with them, and then they fuck up or they break, and then he, you know, sends it to a luthier to get fixed right the first time, it breaks the second time, and then he's fixing it because he's like, I'm not paying another grand for this thing to get fixed, you know, past its warranty.
So, I don't know. That's
it's kind of an interesting conversation.
Interesting, but it's just like, you're definitely playing that for the look more than the sound, I guess, or maybe, I don't know, because I'm like, you could probably play rockabilly on a P bass, no fucking problem, $400.
A cool band name too, by the way. It was the Home Wreckers. That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, like,
I'm sure it's been taken, but that was pretty. That's a pretty
first
cool
time
name,
I've heard
actually.
It.
Was that
first time I've heard it?
Yeah,
that's pretty good. I like it. Yeah.
So I just talked to the guitarist about his gear. He talked about he used a bunch of Boss pedals and shit. So I was like, oh shit, I want to take a picture of your rig or talk to you about it. He's like, oh, I already packed it up. I'm like, that's fine, dude. We can talk about it.
I ain't fine, you piece
I've already of forgotten
shit.
About it, what was on it, but.
What kind of guitar
just
did you
conversation.
Play? Great.
He was playing a matching headstock Telecaster.
Oh, okay.
All white. It was kind of cool. He had a F-hole.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and it was like an Esquire setup, so he didn't have a neck pickup.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of cool. I didn't talk to him about it, though. I noticed it from, where I was sitting.
All right.
But
that's pretty cool. Nice.
Yeah, so that was, you know, it's been a while since I've gone out to see a show. I think the last time I saw one was when Shadowhounds was in town.
Yeah.
You know? Shout out.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at it. I think Sean, he's playing guitar now?
Yeah, I don't know.
So.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Well, you know, you can still play guitar.
Yeah.
In that band?
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
I don't know. Okay.
I guess I could always actually, like, reach out
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, like, yeah. Hey, bro, what's going on? Instead of just, like, make a guess.
Because I follow him on Facebook. I'm like, all right, nice.
Yeah.
Playing guitar. He leveled
so,
up.
So I did, I think I talked about it. I don't know if I actually showed it off, but
mm-hmm.
I got a pedal that I ordered, finally.
Yeah.
Took a while. It only came from fucking Alabama, but it took for fucking ever.
Yeah.
So I got the pedal named after, I mean, to me, it's like a porn star name, mm. but hold on. There we go. Oh, still not. So, anyways, there we go. So it's a Jackson Audio pedal.
Bellstar. Bellstar.
Bellstar. Yeah, it totally sounds like a, to me.
Yeah.
You know, you got Rachel. You got Layla.
Yeah.
All the stars. Martin Star. Ringo Star.
I know Ringo.
Martin Star's, I think he's in Party Down.
Okay.
He's the nerd guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hardcore fantasy.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's like your camera does not want to focus on you again.
Oh, shit.
Once you get closer.
Hold on. Hold on.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, now it's
there.
That's still fucked up.
There you go. For you were just so you look like if you were in an interview.
There we go. Yeah. Jesus. Protect my identity.
If, yeah, protect your identity. That's what it looked like.
Just go black with the yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, so no, I haven't played it yet.
So you got it, and you're pissed.
I know.
That it
I was so
it
pissed that
so
it didn't come
long
on time.
To ship.
So, you know, it's a cool color. I actually like the color a lot too. It's more vibrant than what's coming off. I guess in the picture, it looks more fuchsia in my hand, but on here on the camera, it looks like purple.
Yeah. So the Bellstar, S T A R R.
Yeah.
Holy. Oh yeah, you keep running this bit, and I'm just like, I get that sounds like a porn star name. I'm like, I guess, yeah.
I don't get it.
I think of like, there's Belle Delphine. I'm aware of that one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to play ball with you. I'm like, I don't know,
yeah.
Bro. I'm not the guy who's just like, I never know any of the porn star names. I'm like, no.
I don't know any of them.
No, there's go-tos for sure that you're like, all right, I need to hit the eject button here. Let's go. Check out their videos. It was like the funniest thing that this one drummer said. He's like, I never go back to old videos. I just watch one video and, you know, do my business. And then I just say, see you around. It's like, if I ever see you again, as he lights up a Bernie, he's like, if I ever see you again, it'd be nice, but we had a good time. To a video. I'm like, all right.
Makes it ultra real, I guess.
Which is pretty funny. But it's also like, the guy was kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the thing that irritates me about this pedal is he put the fuzz
on the back.
He put the loop.
Yeah.
Or was it the hook? No, it's the loop. This is the loop.
Mm-hmm. Who does
the fuzzy part of the Velcro on the pedal?
Like,
I don't know, man. It's like a special idiot to fucking do that.
A special kind of moron to do that shit.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, sorry, I'm sure there's people that do it and we're just being dickheads, but
yeah.
I guess I said it. Yeah, it's irritating. I haven't pulled it off yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why I haven't played it. Because it's not going to fit anywhere. I can't like secure it on a board or even set it down anywhere. It just goes shoo, like a bar of soap in prison.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like, I've only done it recently with the in-ear monitor board that we have where yeah. I Actually, I didn't use any hook and loop or anything. I used two pieces of
baloney.
3M
dual lock.
So like they fucking like you need a tool to rip that fucking thing off. And yeah.
You're standing on the board and you're just like deadlifting veins in your neck.
Trying to like sword in the stone that thing out of there.
Yeah, like you're on the verge of passing out. you need a spot.
I followed just what I've heard and watched because I, you know, trust him and I watch his channel, whatever. Rhett Shull, he's like, oh, you get two different types of dual lock so that they lock in even more. I'm like, oh, no, he said Jesus. It. So I bought it. Amazon. Here we go. And then, so the board is clean. And then I'm like, oh, I could imagine doing that for like a pedal board. So instead of having like hook and loop, you just have only dual lock. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could probably do that with my baseboard. But for other things, I kind of switch them around, you know? But even putting dual lock on the back of a pedal and then using hook for it, you know, the softer stuff on the pedal board itself, that stuff is still pretty locked in. Dual lock is like, holy shit. This is like Velcro, like, oof.
Yeah, it feels like you've glued it down.
Yeah, it's like commit. To the bit.
Yeah, I've had just pulling little pedals off. I'm like, even off of the regular shit. Mm-hmm. I guess because I put the whole, kind of like this, where it's all the whole backside of the, you know, can't even get grip underneath it or get your fingers underneath the pedal.
Yeah, so pedals like, that grip.
Rocking it back and forth.
Get it to me, you bitch!
Excuse me. Yeah, so haven't played it yet. I'm sure it sounds great.
What is it, an overdrive boost or what?
It's like, yeah, it's a boost overdrive. It's got a little bit of, excuse me, that was really loud. A little reverse burp.
The reverse burp.
Mine was like, let me out. Yeah, I probably should look up exactly what it is, but it's got some gain on this too, some tone. On the, it's not just a straight boost, like with a one knob. You know, obviously, it's four knobs. Volume, body, tone, gain.
Yeah.
So, it's got a little more, some, you know, some options on it. One of the guys from fucking Switchfoot. It's like a signature pedal or something.
Okay, yeah. Drew so, or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
I don't think it's the main guy.
The guitarist.
I don't know. Yeah. The guitarist from Switchfoot. No one knows the name, too.
Nah, people love the hell out of him. Drew something. Whatever. Anyways,
probably a cool guy. He's in your neck of the woods.
He's in San Diego.
Say what's up to him.
Drew Shirley.
Okay. So, yeah, this is his pedal.
So he must be watching a ton of porn.
Yeah. No, it's actually named after like the...
it's like going to be something nice and sweet.
It's named after some outlaw, like a Western outlaw.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's like a story, whatever, but he's related to her, so he named.
I jack off to these porn stars every day, so I put the first name and last name of both of them together.
I made my own.
That would be a pedal that you and I would make. Gianna Michaels. Signature pedal.
Gianna, Texas. No one's ever going to know. Alexis Michaels. Ah, shit.
Sophie Michaels. I got some nice Giannas on this one.
Yeah, Drew Shirley, you're right. Mm. So this is like his signature pedal. They worked the collaboration or whatever with Jackson. Yeah, it's named after a most famous female outlaw from way back in my family line. So, that's cool.
Yeah, that's probably
this pedal pushes hard, runs wild, but stays calculated like she did. And in that way embodies her rock and roll spirit. Yeah.
What a stupid.
Thanks, bro. Yeah. Just making up shit. No, I don't want this pedal anymore. God just, damn it. I know you said that shit.
This cornball piece of shit.
Yeah. Super Sig. Just kidding. Named after my favorite porn stars.
Mel Devine and Rachel Starr. He says that at the end and you're like, you brought me back in.
It's April Fool's pedal, but they still make it. Shit. People, he named it that.
People only read the first part as opposed to the last sentence where he's like, I'm just kidding. It's not porn story.
I'm just kidding. This pedal is so light, by the way.
Okay.
So light.
Compared to the your other... You got a Jackson Audio collection going on.
Compared to this one, which is like a fucking brick. You could build a brick house shit house with this thing.
Brick house shit house.
That's weird. It's taller.
It's a brick shit house or whatever.
Yeah, I just like saying finishing the line of brick house shit house.
Yeah.
Yeah, same like construction methods. So it's like a single piece of metal. Yeah. This one's aluminum, this one's steel. Stainless.
Yeah.
But same form fitting, you know, they fit really close together.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the new wave.
Do you have any your eyes on other Jackson Audio pedals?
Yeah. A couple. I want the Golden Boy.
Okay.
We talked about that one.
Klon kind of deal, right?
What was that? Klon, yeah, it's a Klon.
Yeah.
So what's his Joey Landreth?
Yeah.
There's also the Asabi, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want like the standard ones. I want like the, you know, special edition ones.
Mm-hmm.
So like the Asabi has one called, I think the El Guapo, which is the same font and everything, but it's just like a different. It's kind of stupid. I don't really need some of these because it's like, how many overdrive boost pedals do they make? Well, they make like 8. So how many of those do you need?
Yeah.
So, because every one of their overdrives, they're like, fuck it, put a boost in there.
Yeah.
Even the Klon one, even the
Golden Boy?
The Golden Boy. Yeah, they have a boost in it too. So,
Damn. Yeah.
But they, you know, they have presets in these. That's what, I think that's what they're kind of known for is like, this is the pedal, but this is also MIDI activated and.
Oh, there's shit in here.
Yeah.
Check it out.
You know, are you a professional musician? Well, you're going to be after you buy one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's also an amp in a box that's kind of cool they make. It's the Twin 12.
Oh, yeah. That's
the silver tone
kind of deal.
That would be cool, too. So don't really need to go full into all these. I could just get a couple. I'm not going to get they have, what is it, a fuzz? It's literally called, like, the fuzz.
Yeah. You're like, man.
There's a Corey Wong pedal. I'm not really interested in that.
Like, ooh.
Like a foghorn goes off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
you like scroll down and stink lines come off the fuzz pedal. You're like, ooh.
the Corey Wong pedal's an overdrive, but yeah.
The Corey Wong pedal is just, ooh.
Like SpongeBob style
where it looks all like stink-like. Like a chum bucket.
Stupid. I would get... God damn it.
A pedal you don't like or a piece of gear, like, oh. we said that joke 5 times, but it's so
stupid.
Hey, check out my new guitar.
You're like the guy, boo, only one dude in the crowd. Boo.
This guy stinks.
Yeah. Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We have a new pedal coming out by Corey Wong. Oh, brother.
Is he the dude who does like, I don't know, really fast paced?
I don't know. He's just some fucking
strumming.
Fucking bozo.
Like really syncopated. We're playing this in 7.5, 8. today. I think he's some session
guitar player that people are like, oh, yeah. oh to start doing the wave. And I'm like, what is this, a bozo convention?
Yeah, like a jabroni over here.
Yeah.
The new wave is probably like, at least from what I've seen,
yeah,
is like the best pedal so far. I mean, I haven't played the Bellastar.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they make a dual compressor. They make,
to make sure my wife's not home when I play that one.
Yeah, they have a bunch of freaking
plug it in and turn it on, and for some reason the porn star or the porn hub to you're like, what the fuck?
That's just that's the loading tone. Anyways,
people who aren't they put no idea what we're
I think it's kind of funny. They had the Bloom pedal. But then they put the Bloom like in everything. All right. But then they have like the Prism and they have the amp setting. They put that in everything else too. So they have like the boosts. They interchange them and put them kind of in everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting. The Bloom's even in, which I think the Bloom is, I can't even know what it is. I haven't played it by itself. I think it's like a I think it's a boost also.
Okay.
Shit, what am I talking about?
Shit, motherfucker.
Shit, it's a dynamic engine. So that's what they used. That's what they have in whatever dynamic engine is. That's what they call it. Like, I know what I'm talking about.
Can't just
about
start
now.
It up. You're gonna blow the engine.
Yes. Don't start up too fast. You don't blow up the engine. So yeah, I think they use it. In the new wave, it controls the swells. Okay. So there's like a type of one of the effects is a swelling effect on there. And when you put that on there, the Bloom light comes on. So it's like, oh, cool.
Mm.
Wow.
It's kind of cool that they're
really getting my money's worth.
All these like extra features, if you want to use them, you know.
Yeah.
So now, riddle me this, Batman. How often do you cut your toenails?
So
I think it's been a minute for me, and I was just
picking
like,
at
saw,
them.
And I'm like, oh, my toenail is kind of poking through my sock. And I'm like, nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit. It's about time.
I don't know, just whenever they irritate me, whenever they, because like, I think I've talked about it before, my like pinky toe and my ring toe, I guess, they're like annoying. Like,
yeah,
my
the
pinky
toe
will actually cut in.
For some reason, well, actually, it'd be like a dragon claw.
Yeah, it's your coke. It's your coke toenail. It's to get that bump going. Use your toenail. You're at a party. You're like,
flexible
hold
enough.
On, let me get some of that. Someone opens up, you just get your. Someone pops open a bag. You get your foot in there with your little pinky toenail.
Yeah.
And then back up. That's how flexible you are. God damn it, we're so stupid.
I've had it to where my toenails cut, like, my sheets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, your sheets?
Yeah.
Damn, I've had it where it cuts my skin on the next toe over.
Ooh, yeah, no.
Because one of my toes sits underneath, kind of like this.
You need wider shoes, dude.
No, that's how my foot is.
No. Because I haven't had any problems like that since I've gotten my wide box.
Oh,
shoes.
Because you and I are the same person.
Okay. I'm just saying. Okay, fine.
No, my grandpa has the same, like, genetic defect, I guess, my younger brother, too.
Yeah.
But our toe, we just have, like, weird-shaped feet, so.
Yeah.
Pinky toe
totally doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, your freaking bump toe, your key bump.
Yeah.
But get in there.
I had it to where it's like, it's not really the big toe, but it's like the smaller ones. I'm like, and I'm like, you know, because I do where I curl up into a ball and then I stretch out and I just like cut through a sheet on my bed.
Oh,
I'm like,
shit.
Wow. Okay. I guess I got to buy a new one of those.
Well, I've had it where like the heel of my foot like wears away, like wears away at the blanket or the sheet.
Uh-huh.
And I had no idea, you know, it's like like I was running at night or something. Just like
running in place.
Yeah.
Just the friction.
Yeah. Well, I had no idea. Carrie's like, yeah, you ruined another set of sheets. I'm like, another set? I didn't even know because what's going on with these? She's like, yeah, this is the second pair you ruined.
You're like, I guess she
I should
wanted
probably take care of my heels.
I guess she wanted another new.
Yeah. Call the hoof doctor.
Yeah.
Call the equestrian society. Yeah. I need my hoofs filed down.
Mm-hmm. Nice hoofs, by the way.
Yeah.
Get them and shave them down. Instead of horseshoes.
Clomping around.
Yeah.
Damn, what do they call those guys? Oh, fuck. A farrier? Yeah, I need a fucking farrier here quick.
And blacksmith and a farrier come to your house and put you a new set of horseshoes.
Ding, ding. He's making nails and shit.
He's got an anvil and he's everything in your living room.
Fucking fire in my living room. And a full like, blazing blacksmith shop.
Yeah.
Damn.
Pretty good.
Anyways, fuck. Yeah, so a couple pedals I'd like, a couple more from them, and then probably stop, you know? Because, like, the
you're
rest of them are, like I said.
Style, you know.
What was that?
You're not going to go walrus style? Or
no,
MXR?
I don't think so. They don't have that many pedals to begin with, and some of them are just, like, repeats, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many of the same, like I said, how many boosts could I have? Well, this is an overdrive and a boost. Yeah, but they have that, like, repeated, like, 8 times.
Yeah, they got the same
like
shit in
every
there,
overdrive pedal has a boost, which is probably the same boost that's in this, that's in that, that's in, you know, things I already have.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in a boost, it's like, cool, how many of those do you need anyways? I actually don't have really any boosts. Like,
bullshit, you got a bunch of them.
I mean, well, I didn't get them until recently.
Yeah. Do you have the microamp?
No, I don't have a microamp.
Oh, you don't? Oh, well then.
No, that was one I wanted to get, but. You know, don't really need to. It's like boost. I'm not playing live. I'm not like, all right, my solo's about to start, everyone. Just me in here. Okay?
But when you're doing the fucking, you know, kids aren't all right. Bam, 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 in front of the cats. you need that boost.
Yeah.
That song I'll play on the radio. I'm like, yeah. And I'm singing it to myself in my head as it's going. I'm like, I still fuck up that line that we did on the podcast. Where it's like, smokes guitar, plays a lot of pot. And I'm like, why do I think that? I'm like, and then it makes me laugh. You got me laughing.
So other than more Jackson shit, you know, cleaned up my desktop on my computer because we talked about it a couple episodes ago. Yeah, I was shamed.
Yeah.
Right? I was not body shamed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I was close to it.
Yeah, your desktop.
That was what
computer.
Was next.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So it was a little messy, right?
Yeah.
And I made like a new Midjourney image. I'm like, you know what? This would be sick as a freaking background.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it on the back. I'm like, man, all those icons look really dumb. I need to go through all those and clean them up. Because some were just like, straight to desktop, like things like, oh, I'll clean it up later.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or like you download a program. It's like, would you like to make an icon? I'm like, I don't fucking care. Next. And you just, it puts it on there. And then some of them are games I don't even have on here anymore. I'm like, the shortcut's still there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, so I just, you can always put a new shortcut if you wanted to. You just select the dang shortcut on desktop. So clean it up. So I just have one line of, you know, icons.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't even need that. I mean, basically, I could put them all on the taskbar down below, and I've been kind of doing that, too.
Yeah.
So.
It's digital minimalism is the idea.
Yeah.
To where it's like, you know. I even think on my phone, I'm trying to delete apps I just don't use and crap I don't need on my phone anymore.
Yeah, I need to do that too on my phone.
So I do have, like, you know, on iPhone at least, or at least on my version of it, I have, like, one where I just have my desktop or, like, my background or whatever. And then I have, like, 3 apps that I use at the bottom, which is, one is a folder, 2 of them are folders. So I have one which is Chrome and Safari. And then I have one, which is social networking. They chose the name. You know, it's Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, Twitter. And then I have one that's my, you know, text messaging app, and then Mail.
Here, I'll do
so I can have it all cleared. And then I have the other one, which is just a fucking mess.
Do a little sneak.
As organized as possible, but still.
This is what we're looking at here.
Okay.
So, made this, and there's my icons on the bottom. I'll probably go still through some of those and get rid of them. But.
Yeah, because you can probably clean up and not have Easy Drummer 3 anymore because you're using it in app.
Yeah. So now I brought it up before and just kind of played around with it outside of, yeah. It was on there. I'm like, I'll keep it because I have opened it from the, open the app instead of doing it through the DAW.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, I'd probably get rid of that.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Just kind of cleaning things up. And I mean, you know, people say like, you're as productive as you're going to be, but I don't know. I mean, to me, I'm like, sometimes just getting less shit in the way. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm just, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, don't listen to me. Because to me, I'm like, oh, it'll help clear your mind and be better, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I don't know.
The idea of, like, owning less stuff or, like, less options of clothes to wear. It's like, oh, it'll help you because you don't need to think about what you're going to wear. I'm like, oh, maybe some subconsciously, maybe. But I'm like, oh, I essentially wear the same thing every day.
Yeah.
And I like it. It's easy. I like being a cartoon character. I have my work shirts, which are all just the printed shirts that I get from the company. I'm like, cool. I'd rather wear these and wear them out than my own shit and pay for it. But I also have like 4 Carhartt pocket tees. Same shirt, but just different colors. To me, I'm like, oh, that's easy enough to just wear those. I think I've.
I want to get some of those, some Roland tees.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The Boss Roland one?
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, oh, I just need less crap to wear. I'm like, easy. 2 pairs of jeans. I have black pair and a khaki pair. Black pair is the main driver. Because, like Train said, you could shit yourself in that. And you have at least an hour before anybody notices. Because it's black.
Countdown starts now.
It's a countdown timer.
Yeah, so other than that, I did some work around the house. Mm-hmm. So having some family coming to town. So we had like a screen door that was on the back side of the house that was literally like nothing holding the bottom of it. It was just so the cats would walk up to it. And they would respect that the door was closed.
Mm-hmm.
The kitten though, so Nova was like, she would touch it and she would like, I'm like, no, you know, I'm like, all right, I need to fucking fix that. She's gonna run outside,
yeah,
or something's gonna come in, you know, and not doing a good job. It's not holding back any
varmint
bugs. So yeah, So I took the door off and I redid. I put PET screen material, so it's like a thicker, heavier screen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, harking back to my hardware store days of doing screens. And it worked out pretty well.
Nice.
You know, it's that stuff's tough to work with because if you tighten it too much, it'll like pull the door in to make it look like an hourglass. So you have to be really freaking careful.
Oh,
the doors are different than like, you know, so like people would want it on their screens.
Yeah.
Like their window screens, and it's like it was a pain in the ass because like that's only like a half inch thick of the aluminum,
yeah.
And so it all pull in because it's just like this material that's been on a roll. You put some tension on it, and now you have like a freaking, you know, it just wants to pull in all these different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But this is cool. I you know worked it out and got it in there where it looks professional.
Yeah,
looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So when your mother-in-law comes to town, she's going to be like, holy shit, look at these screens.
Yeah. Who did this screen? It looks beautiful.
Oh, this old thing? Oh.
And other than that, I got my cowboy pool kind of set up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent you, sent us a picture. Yeah, you and Johnny have a picture of me chilling in it. Hell yeah.
I think in the background it's funny because Carrie's like working in the yard. Yeah, and then just, you're just sitting in your like, kiddie pool.
Yeah. I just fucking worked the whole, you know, worked the shitload of, you know.
Yeah.
Worked the whole day. And I filled that thing up with ice cold fucking water and jumped in.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn cold.
Mm-hmm. Does she have one too?
No, it's big enough that she jump in that one.
Oh, nice.
Well, you know, we can get another one, but it's pretty freaking big. It's like 8 feet long.
Oh, okay. And it's a circle?
No, it's like a Twinkie shape, basically.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So we'll get a bigger one probably someday, but right now I just couldn't fit it in the truck. So
yeah,
that's the one we got for now. Like if she wants to, she can turn that one into a planter too. Like we have like 5 or 6 of those, like the metal, the stock tanks that you would, you know, people have if you give their cows water and hay and shit through those things.
Yeah, it reminds me of like the, what is it, the one Simpsons where Homer, he's in the front yard in a kiddie pool, he's drinking a, you know, Dove beer and he's eating a hot dog, the hot dog falls into the pool, it's like, oh. And he pulls it up. There you are. He puts it back and eats it. It's like he's bringing down the property value. He couldn't put it in the backyard. It's got to be in the front.
Yeah, ours in the backyard. yeah, that's basically my what's new. I mean, just doing some projects around the house, getting things ready for the impending eclipse doom that's happening.
Yeah, which you had
people
mentioned.
Are freaking out.
So it'll happen, what, on Monday, you said?
Yeah, it's gonna happen on Monday. They're forecasting shitty weather for Monday, so I'm gonna laugh when we have like this town is inundated with all these people, and then they came and you know they made the drive out here for nothing, which is funny. When my mother-in-law's driving, also, and then
I'm not
laughing at her. She's also coming to see us, I think. But she's also gonna go see some other people that like in Louisiana and stuff. So she's making a big trip out of it. So it's not just coming out. She just used it as an excuse to get away.
Yeah.
You know? Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's funny. That's going to be, like, shitty weather
if it's
on.
Shitty weather, they can't see anything.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it looks like it's clearing up. It says it looks like the rain's going to be on Tuesday. So that's cool.
Yeah.
It's still going to be cloudy, though. So hopefully less clouds.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyways. Yeah, people are going mad with this thing.
Yeah.
Like the county declared like a state of emergency like a month ago or more. I'm like, why? Why? I mean, I get it. That's how you get state funding, you know? But it's like, why did you? You're freaking people out. And then you're like, make sure, you know, you have enough food. So people, make sure you have enough food and supplies. So people are like emptying the fucking shelves and shit again. It's like a local, panic that's going on.
And then HEB is like, oh, no. Wink.
Yeah.
We hate
Oh, no,
this.
We sold out of all of our bread. We didn't make any profit on that.
Wink. Yeah. Double wink.
Yeah, so.
In college, you just clear them out of all the Miller Lights.
Yeah. When no one was looking, I took all the Miller Lights.
Yeah.
I bring my own freaking pallet in there. Pallet jack. I'll take these.
You who does a pallet jack, you drive to your house.
Yeah, those ones in like warehouses that you just have the handle and you steer it.
Yeah, that and fucking.
You put lights, you put trailer lights on the pallet.
Yeah.
Just for hazard lights.
Those and just fucking Jimmy Dean's. Like, I'm set. I'm good.
Yeah, we're good. Anyways, what do you got?
All right.
By the magic of editing, I moved a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
I'll take a quick piss.
And Brian
break,
pissed his pants.
Pissing his brains out. But yeah, as far as what's new, almost nothing.
Nice.
So we are going into the studio this Saturday to record the next EP for Just In Case. So it's Brian on drums. So we're going to record it with... Mentioned before, but Ben Moore at Singing Serpent.
Nice.
So drums, we got, the goal is for 4 songs. We have scratch tracks for guitar for those four songs. And then this past weekend, I was like, oh, let me add bass to it. Playing bass just to a click and guitar, I'm like, I'm fucking up so much more than I should. I'm like, and I texted Brian, I'm like, do you really need bass for this? Because I think my off playing and notes that I'm fucking up, because it's like, I have one where I'm like, I'm playing kind of the backbeat of it, and I'm like, I hit it sometimes, but not all the time. I'm like, dude, I might spend several hours recording these scratch tracks just to make sure they're correct. I'm like, do you mind if I just don't? And he's like, I'm fine without it. It's cool. I mainly, just need it for reference. But I'm like, oh, you don't need my boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, because sometimes I would get it right, and sometimes I'm like, that was fucking way off. I'm like, God damn. Because all you hear is boop, boop. And Adam and Brian like to have the click. I like it just like boop, 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 boop. And they like to have it halftime, usually.
Oh, really?
And to me, I'm like, there's so much space here. When's the next beep? So when I record it, I'm going to add, just change it to double BPM,
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay. It's not super. And then I was even trying to use Easy Drummer. I'm like, okay, I'm spending too much time for this. And I just texted Brian. I'm like, do you need bass? He's like, no, not really. It's fine. I'm like, good, because I'm fucking done. I'm done. So it just like shows that I'm like, oh, I can totally play to a click by itself. No, it's hard to do that, by the way. I'm sure you could, right?
Yeah. I usually don't do halftime click, though.
Mm-hmm. But
I should give myself a little more.
Yeah. That's when I was like saying, like, oh, I played the Birdo bass through my Axe 8 preset, and boy, that thing sounds fucking good. And the Axe 8, even, like, I'll.
Boy, oh boy, do I sound good.
I'm, going to record it. Probably the Axe 8 is what I'm going to use for a bass, and I'm going to do a straight DI so that Ben Moore can do what he needs to. But I'm like, oh, that recorded bass sound, it's like, there's a lot to work with there, like, which could be good or bad. He may even, I have one song that I did full bass click track or scratch track to. I don't know. I mean, for me, I'm like, man, there's a lot of bass in here. It's like, because I had my two cabs that I used for my IRs. Yeah. One was the 410, and one was the 410 with, like, the Yamaha sub. So it's only picking up the really low shit. I'm like, this sounds fucking heavy. He may be like, there's too much bass on here. The thing is, I always think about it as, like, roll off.
You should cue it.
Cut off bass if you need to.
Yeah.
I don't know. So it made me just, like, kind of think, I'm like, should I take that sub out? But I'm like, okay, it's bass. It's low. Use it. Or, roll shit out. I'd rather it be there than not,
It's called a bass. It's not called a treble.
Yeah, it's called a bass. Anyways. And then it's just making me think. I'm like,
he looks at you when you say that. You're like, sorry. His outburst. Sorry.
And
I think I'm clever, but I'm just the best.
I'm just like the Arthur meme. I'm like, just my fist. That's all he sees. Me coming towards him. I'm excited. I mentioned it before. I'm like, he recorded Angels and Airwaves. So I'm like, oh shit, at that same studio. I'm like, oh shit.
Oh really?
Yeah. The reason why we wanted to go with him is because Hardly Human recorded with him, and their new EP is recorded with Ben Moore, and their EP sounds fucking great. So good. And, not that it's like, gonna propel us into superstardom or whatever, but it's just like, okay, well, we've never done this as a band, but just in case, I'm like, let's go and put the time and money into a good studio. So,
yeah.
And then we're doing our best not to just fuck it up and just like, hey, your four songs, you only recorded two. Fuck! But he's even like more confident that it's like, oh, in 10 hours we can get four songs done, probably even two more. So we have a couple other songs that like aren't making the EP, but they were working on them for a future song, you know, future EP or releases or whatever. So if we get those, then we'll try and, you know, add them to, like, at least we have the drums done in a nice studio. Then we can do them later. But other than that, I was recording bass tracks and I realized I'm just not good click by itself. I need kind of the full drum experience, how reliant I am on drums.
And here you were, like, talking shit about people who can't play the clicks.
I can. Okay. Yeah. It would take me a long time. Okay. To get it, you know, perfect primo. All right. You know, I am
you're
human.
The best. Did you know that, Gower?
You're a rat bastard.
You're a rat bastard.
I am human. Okay. I'm just kidding. I'm the machine. Well, I guess I mentioned on
when's
Patreon.
That happening?
What?
You're recording.
Saturday. So this Saturday.
Oh, nice.
But, that's going on. So when I say the band is recording, it's basically Brian and then Adam and I are just watching them. So that should be fun. And then, anything else music related? Not really. I beat Super Mario World.
Oh, fuck, dude. So I've, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, I know. I got that done this week and I was like, holy shit, that was a game I never could beat as a kid. I was stuck at certain points. You know, like, I don't know if you probably weren't.
You were a stupid kid.
Yeah, you weren't like a video game kid growing up, you know?
No.
But there were games I'd have and I'd just get.
Insult you for no fucking reason.
You're stupid.
Like, yeah, that's true.
You're stupid, you're fat, and your hair sucks. Boom. What do you think
God
about that,
damn.
Huh?
And I just got this is a note from your doctor.
You're legally fat. So, that's not a whole lot of what's new. Just working, man. New job, I love it, and but I'm like fucking busy every fucking day. Sometimes I just get home and I'm like, fuck this. I'm gonna fucking watch some YouTube or whatever. And then, so what's new? Little dragon, little not a whole lot of fun stuff. But do you have a topic, Kyle? What do you got?
Yeah, I had like get a little irritated sometimes when I see like an artist who I know has like signature gear,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're not playing it, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's not because I'm like, oh, you need to be playing yourself. It's like, what do you expect me? What are you selling here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, have some fucking continuity.
Yeah.
You know,
what are we filming in a movie?
Yeah, it just doesn't. Yeah. Anyways, so maybe you can elaborate better on that. But
well, yeah, because we were kind of just like that's not super like hard. Like we need an answer for this, but it was like we were kind of going back and forth. I'm like, oh, that's we can riff on this for a little bit. One that comes to mind for sure is like Flea, from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
He has his own like bass.
Yeah.
Not only signature ones from Fender, which
he's got two of them from Fender.
Yeah.
But he also had,
but he had his own
one
Flea
from,
bass.
Yeah. He had one from Modulus, but also he had his own company, Flea Bass. Where the logo was like a fucking toothless gap tooth grin, which I'm like, why did you
think? Which you would expect.
Yeah. Why would you think that was a good marketing?
Yeah. Oh, I want to have that. Yeah.
this fucking gap tooth piece.
Ugly ass mug. Yeah. Yeah. I'm really reminded by what he looks like.
Yeah. Anyway. What was the marketing? Imagine if it was not even his input. It's just a graphic designer. It's like, what do you think about this? It's like.
We've already printed it and put it on all.
It's like,
well, I guess
cool.
We can't turn back now.
Your one like thing that, you could change, but you haven't or whatever.
Yeah.
We're just going to exploit that. How about that? Or if it was like a fat dude, it's like, here's fucking man tits.
Yeah, they literally took a step back and was like, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, we'll run with it. That is me, I guess.
But, yeah.
It's caricature, and you really brought out my best features. Thank you. It's
my fucking gap teeth. Thanks.
My fucking busted-ass face. Thanks. Thank you so much.
But anyways, he never played Flea basses.
I don't follow them on a regular basis or even go look at old, you know, but I guarantee you barely played that fucking thing.
And then also it's like his signature ones from Fender, because he had one which was more of a classic bass, 70s style, like Relict and stuff like that, which was actually shell pink, look pretty cool. You know, concentric pop.
I actually, I think that's a cool bass, actually.
Yeah, jazz bass. And I'm like, that's cool. You know, and then he had one that was a jazz bass body with like a humbucker in the middle, which I'm like more modern. I'm like, okay, that's not as cool, but still shell pink. I'm like, all right. And then the Modulus one, which was like more kind of definitely modern, kind of like harken to Stingray style, you know?
Yeah.
And his Flea bass ones were just cheap dog shit. And neon colors and stuff like that, and they're kind of like Stingrays, but like a affordable. You know, the idea is like, oh, if people buy them, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, there are some. I was thinking also of like Billy Joe from Green Day has his signature model Les Paul Jr. He never played those. Like I never saw those. Like. Live, like I think of like Bullet in the Bible.
Yeah,
he was playing his like 50s, you know, Les Paul Juniors. So, I'm like, okay,
yeah. So, so the question is, if they're not for the artist, who the fuck are they for? You know, they I get to inspire, you know, someone who's influenced by them, but it's like you're not even playing it. You're not even like, you don't even do giveaways of. Your shit too. I mean, maybe you do, but like a show, we're like, oh, come up and play this guitar. It's like a fucking Squire.
Yeah. So like, like the Green Day one. It's like he would have people like, oh, you're playing, you know, Knowledge with us, which is like two chords or whatever. And then he's playing with a band, so some fan could come up and play.
Yeah. And then and they keep the guitar
away,
after.
Give away the guitar, which is like an Epiphone or a Squire. Strat.
I get it. Like, you know, probably would go fucking broke.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
if they did that like, every show.
A band like Green Day, no, probably not. But still, it's like, you know, just look at overhead. Like, tour manager would be like, no. We're not giving away fucking Gibson.
Yeah. You know, who gives a fuck
$100,
what the brand is?
Yep. $100.
The kid's going to love it still.
Yeah. Which I would. I would love that. If I ever,
yeah.
You know, which was like, I think they still do it. It's like a cool little gimmick. They're like, oh, have somebody come up on stage, play with the band. You know?
Yeah.
It's not what they would sound like at all, but you know, still. Hey, come on.
Maybe if it was Charlie Daniels' band. Yeah. Come on down, grab a banjo.
And, but yeah, it was, you know, it's a cool gimmick or whatever, but it's like, okay, I think of, you know, like.
Kurt Hammett or whatever?
Kirk Hammett, yeah.
He has his own pedal line. Like, he has his own company. But he still has, and maybe this isn't even, like, now we're kind of going off topic, but he has Dunlop signature pedals, too. I just don't get that at all.
Yeah. And he, we talked about that pre-show, and I think, like, that's pretty weird. But also, R.I.P. in peace, EVH.
Yeah.
Had... EVH company branding, right?
Yeah.
With Fender, but they still use that same branding with MXR Dunlop.
Yeah. And also,
I think he did
Boss slapping their shit.
Yeah. Like, he's...
Everyone's getting a piece of that.
He's dead. And then you still make more EVH gear.
Yeah.
Not to be
they
like...
They launched more signature stuff. I'm like,
he's... You know, have some respect.
Yeah.
Have some respect! And, like, they're still trying to make money off the damn dude. God damn.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of strange.
Not that I'm like, oh, he's dead. Yeah, celebrate. But I'm like, well, Jesus Christ, bro. It's like, why are you coming up with, like, a pedal? Like, he would have used this.
Is EVH. Who makes the Wolfgang line? That's not Ernie Ball, right?
It was, and then I think it went back to PV. But I think now it's EVH.
The hell?
Yeah.
So strange. Anyway, so that's one artist who's not playing his gear.
Yeah. God, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. No, it's not. I wasn't even thinking about EVH, probably because he passed away.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of guys who, whatever is the current contract, I'm sure, is what they have to play. It's like, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm guessing that, you know, that they have an agreement. Fender says, we'll make this many units or sell this, or but you have to play this or whatever, or I don't know. I think it's weird when artists have signature gear that they didn't even, like, they never played.
Yeah.
Like, when you think of, and I brought this up, like, years ago, but when you think of Slash, Guns N' Roses Slash, right?
Yeah.
What kind of guitar do you think of?
Les Paul.
Les Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen what kind of signature guitars he has?
No.
He has Les Paul, right? Mm. But he has like two others. He's like a Firebird and he's got a fucking SG. Like that. Oh yeah.
I'm sure he plays it for one song.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm, mm-hmm. you know, to be honest, I haven't seen him play in any of his new shit or, you know, whatever. But that's not what I think of when I think of, you know, Guns N' Roses at all. It's definitely Les Paul.
Yeah. It's always Les Paul.
Either a gold top or like a sunburst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A cherry burst, whatever. It's always a Les Paul.
Some type of burst, yeah.
Some type of fucking burst. I'll give you a burst.
A burst of flavor. Boom, got it. yeah, and I think of other... yeah, I mean, I'm always just thinking of pop punk and shit like that.
Yeah.
But it's like Tom DeLonge's new signature that is supposedly coming out. Like, he's playing that, you know, semi-hollow from Fender. He's, you know, they reissued his Strat. He's not playing the Strats, but at least he's playing Fenders.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, that's... Because he used to play those Fenders, in which I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And same thing with Mark Hoppus, used to play his signature bass. I'm like, oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
You're using those live. I guess one that I can think of is, which was kind of cool, was Squire Pete Wentz bass.
Yeah.
He would actually play those. And there was a couple of them, which they were custom ones that had like a GoPro in it or whatever. They were made by, you know, American Fender Custom Shop. You know, to where it's like, oh, hey, here's my bass. We're, you know, shooting for the crowd or whatever. And that played up on the stage, you know, which I'm like, okay, kind of goofball, but whatever. Still cool.
Yeah.
But most of his guitars were Squire P basses.
Derek Wibley also, didn't he play Squire and have signature Squires?
I don't think he possibly could have, but he had a signature Squire, but I don't remember. I think most of his were Fender custom shops. So they made a Squire version of his guitar. I remember seeing at least some photos at NAMM of a blown up picture of him and he was playing a Squire and it had an Evertune in it.
Interesting.
So it was aftermarket. The fuck?
Aftermarket
mod of his Fender. Jesus Christ. It's like,
yeah, it's
my
like
brain,
a Fender Deluxe, my or whatever, the Tele Deluxe.
Yeah, my brain can't even think. Yeah, aftermarket with an Evertune in his Squire. So I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. So he did play it sometimes. And then what I thought was weird is that, was it Pete Wentz recently went to Ernie Ball, I think? So he has an Ernie Ball signature now. And so I'm like, you've never played these fucking things. So why do you have a new signature?
Yeah.
Oh, because like... your Fender contract ended. You're like, oh.
Is he still playing in Fall Out Boy?
Yeah, they're still doing their thing.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. Even though the sound is completely a P bass, listen to Dance Dance. I'm like, that's a P bass. He's like,
yeah.
Guess what? I'm Stingray now. I've loved Stingray my whole career. I'm like, no, you literally didn't.
Who plays guitar in that band? There's four people in that band. There's the drummer. Which I recognize the singer, Pete Wentz, and there's one other dude I couldn't pick him out of a fucking lineup.
Yeah. You know? I think
he's like the bassist of fucking Good Charlotte. Like, okay. Or the guitarist, actually, of Good Charlotte. Or the drummer. You know what? Never mind. says, if you're not twins in the band, and actually, I wouldn't know the difference between the two of those fuckers either. No. Yeah. No.
Which is weird. Because I not super into celebrity shit, but I'm like, oh, wait, the guitar is Benji of that band? Like good Charlotte out of Maryland. Like, he's married to Cameron Diaz.
Oh, really?
Like Cameron Diaz. Like, think of her, like, at her hottest of, like, The Mask or whatever. Just marrying some, like, just kind of dude with shitty tattoos and eyeliner. Out of Maryland.
You. God damn.
Go Birds.
Waldorf, Maryland. Yeah.
She's married to that guy. That guy. He comes home from playing a show. And he puts his Ravens jersey on the fucking couch. He's like, all right, baby. And she's like, that's my man. I'm a fucking celebrity.
Damn.
Actress and fucking just like, and then this is the guy I chose.
Damn, I'm trying to find it right now, but goddamn, that's fucking weird.
I just got done playing show.
Yeah, it's pretty good show at the high school down the street. It's pretty sweet.
they love the fucking lifestyles of rich and famous. You know, that song that you play power chords on? Yeah, I'm still doing that. Give me a kiss, baby doll. Go Birds.
That's so strange.
then, oh, man. Shout out to him. Anyways. Should we bring him in for a landing?
Yeah, fucking Christ. I'm still like flabbergasted that he's. He's still married to her.
Married to Cameron Diaz.
Wow.
He's probably a really good dude.
Well, it's funny. All those like guys. Yeah, he's probably.
Like, he's probably like really, but just making fun of him is all right.
Well, it's strange. Like, I don't even know what's going on with Travis Barker, but like, you know, these guys who look like freaking, you know, I know they have the tattoos and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're really not that like scary or hard or whatever.
You're not that guy, pal.
But yeah. But they marry into like such a strange, like, what the?
Like, what the hell?
What the fuck? Yeah. Lifestyles of Rich and Famous. Yeah, he's living it, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Anyways. A Baltimore Ravens jersey. He comes and bangs it on the Oh, that's good. Anyways. Thanks for tuning in to the Tone Jerks podcast. We kind of got a little off the rails at the end there. It was fun. We had a good time here. Thanks for tuning in. And if you like the show, you can follow along on social media. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. We're on Instagram. And both of those are linked down below in the description. We're on YouTube. We're posting the video podcast over there. And we have some other gear demos and reviews and stuff like that from years past. And going to start doing more stuff over there. But if you really like the show, you can help support us on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. But if you double down for $2 a month, you get an extra episode every week. And you get the whole back catalog of episodes, which we have more bonus episodes than main. So if we miss an episode on the main, sorry, but we still put it up on Patreon. We get one going for you. Get it cooking for you over there.
We get it up for you.
Yeah. Hours and hours of content over there on Patreon. So, you know, you get your money's worth, right? And then just for the support over there on Patreon, we wanted to give you a huge shout out, a sizable acknowledgement. Kyle, you got a list over there?
I got it right here.
Why don't you give it to me, baby?
Jesus, you done with that one?
I was like fighting, like the whole time I was saying that was like a burp was coming up and it never did. You ever have that?
Dang. Oh yeah.
I'm like, all the time. I'm a goddamn baby. Somebody burnt me. I'm the baby. Gotta love
it. Just have him pat your back.
I need a giant human to pat my back.
Just jump into your bed. After a long day's work.
Onto the floor. Doesn't that look comfortable? On the ground?
I just picture like a fucking swan dive into fucking onto
concrete.
I made that joke earlier, but goddamn, I'm still in my head. Boy, am I tired. You just drop back onto your back and just fucking knock the wind out of yourself.
Onto concrete. It's not much more. I don't have a problem with that, sleeping on this.
Did you tell your doctor that you slept on the floor too?
No.
Yeah, see, like, that's I'm not having breathing problems.
No.
And I have to go to the chiropractor all the time. Oh, yeah, okay, well, let me
sleeping
see.
Sleeping on
we think that you're fat and you need to have a CPAP machine. Like,
no, it's
good thing you're not sleeping on the floor or
these Japanese futons are really good for your back.
Yeah, just like flip flops are. Keep going.
Got me there.
It's like the same thickness as a flip flop. What's the fucking point?
I'm dead to rights. You got me.
Oh, damn, you got me. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. All right, we got Andrew Walsh from Andrew's Alcove and Red 4, his synth project, Abe Newman, Michael Newman, Nicholas Payson, Nicholas Ogburn, Doug King, Doug Chris from 37FX, Masters of the Cinematic Universe, all the just a project podcast. Damn it. I almost got it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not a race, but it's just
you'll get them next time.
Talk fast. We got Joe from the Like Mind Network, Masters of the Cinematic Universe, and also the Just Surprise Me podcast. We got Will Leahy from Just Surprise Me. We had him from Energy Weapon, Sharing Maps, Our Chainsaw Cabal. Guy's a busybody.
I got a haircut, too. You see this?
Nice, dude. Looks good. You mentioned it already.
Did I?
Yeah.
I think I talked about last week. I was going to get one, but I finally got it.
Yeah, I need... Dude, I'm fucking... Like, when I wear a hat, like my hair is like coming out like wings.
Yeah. Well, it's like when you... Do you ever like get a haircut or change your hair or do something different? And then people are like, oh, that looks so much better. I'm like,
wow, thanks.
Okay.
You're right. I looked like shit before,
yeah,
right?
Because I shaved my little goatee thing here down because I was letting that grow out to your advice. Be like, hey, Brian, let that grow out. It's going to look good.
Yeah.
And it just looked like long pubes. It looked bad.
What do you think this is, dude?
That looks good. You got a fucking nice bush there. I bet you got a nice pubic in there, too.
Basically, it's basically pubic hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it is puberty.
And then so I, cut my hair, and then, like, so I don't have my fucking, fucking Theo Vaughn going on anymore.
Yeah.
In the back, the mullet. And coworkers, they're like, oh, it looks so much better than before. That was, I'm like, that was what? Excuse me? Some of the new hires that I did, like I interviewed them and I just look like fucking shit. I'm like, okay, make sure to look professional. And then they're like, wow, nice haircut. No, like, and then one guy was like, he's a younger guy. He's like 22. He's like, no, legit, but looks way better. So they're like, oh, okay. I got you.
Jesus.
As assistant store manager, I will get haircuts now. I've learned.
We had Tony DeGraw from Texas State Boggle Champ.
No, that guy always looked good.
RJ Smith.
See, that's how we
Teletalks. Televised Neon.
Mm-hmm.
We got Jamie Davis, Johnny Ray, Steve Rao from 60 Cycle. Mm-hmm. Hum. Mm-hmm. Make sure you drop the H there. It takes you to a completely different website.
Yeah.
You're not careful.
It's Kyle's tribute site.
Yeah, Kevin E. Quits from E. Quits Guitars. Cole Schneider from Night Tides.
Tributes the Bell Stars.
Alvaro Viramontes, Brian Nutter of Nutter Guitars, Mel Chibson of Chibson Guitars, Sean Arbo from Gun Street Wiring Shop, Sean Fahey from the band Shadowhounds, Sean Wright from Lollygagger Effects and How to Fucking Solder on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
Juan Ortiz from Tone Hungry Effects, Mike Oxbig, Denny Whacked It, Zach Hale, Eric Merrow from YouTube, Instagram, the Movie Podium Podcast. Just guys also busy as well. Scott Hamilton from the Effects Loop Podcast. Matthew Fenslaw, Matthew Davis, Chase Stevens, and Pete from Over There. And that is the list.
All right. We will see you next time. We ran long this time, but, you know, shout out to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.